women are often in the front fight of the environmental battle. And in my life, women have always been saving the world, starting with my mothers and grandmothers and so on. So I'm surrounded with matriarchy in that sense, in my society, in my country. And it is the reality in many sense. I'm a feminist. My film is also a warning call, you know. This, in a way, there's a strange culture of denial and postponing the problem. And it's our lifestyle that we have to change. And it's a big challenge, but it is not so, you know, dark or bad. It's very bright. Everybody wants to change his lifestyle a little bit. And it's a good life. It's a life that will last longer, you know, less stuff. Less travel, less meat, but what we will get will last longer. But we need voters that will vote for politicians that dare to say, vote for me and I will make sure you will get less of everything. This is a big challenge for a politician, but this is really the challenge of our generation. And we are the last generation to do something about this. So this is, you know, fundamental thing. React against immediate threat. It's a challenge for all citizens to understand, wow, if I travel to America, I have 5 hours in a plane, I'm farting 600 kilos of carbon in the air. It cost me 2 trees to plant. At least, that will bind this 600 kilos in 40 years or 20 years, you know. So this is a new gospel that we have to learn for the future. We have to be aware of this.